Skyping in on Static this evening. It is fantastic to have Emily from Dead. Now, I know it's a relative question in 2020. Emily, but how are you?
I'm doing just fine today, thank you.
Does it change every day?
You know, there's ins and outs of spiraling and being chill, but mostly chill.
It must suck being in a band in 2020 and having just released a record and getting great reviews and reactions. That I'm sure all you want to do after putting out Flower of Devotion is go and play some shows. So there must be some disappointment as well as some elation for getting it out.
Yeah, I miss playing shows a lot. But the record has been doing great despite us not being out on the road. And I mean, I'm hoping next summer we can go, the world will be open again.
Maybe this is an amazing secret, Emily. All those times you spent cooped up in the van, you didn't need to do that to get a great reaction to a record.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I didn't know. Now I know.
What's Chicago like for a band that's up and coming? I mean, you guys in Dead have been around for about 5 years now, but did you start out playing warehouse shows and DIY events and stuff like that?
Yeah, actually, yeah, a lot of house shows. We've just been secretly around town, and we all were in different projects. So this was like our little fun side project that was not serious for a long time. And then a couple years ago, we decided to take it seriously, and we just focused all of our energy into it, and it's simply blossoming.
Also, I guess you and Jason were both sort of shilling in a way for other people's bands when you formed Dead, right? I know you were playing in La 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 La, so
yeah.
Was forming Dead sort of a good way for you to spend more time together?
Yeah. Well, in the beginning, the band did form because me and Jason originally were dating and we were just trying to figure out how to hang out more. And then we were playing in other bands, and then we broke up but kept playing in Dead also because it was very fun and relaxing even though we were breaking up. And then now it's like we're all friends and we all see like other people now romantically, and we don't play in other bands. Like all of us decided to leave the other projects we were in and focus fully on this one. And it's been like the steady current, no matter what's going on in our lives, the band has just sort of existed in the background. And now it's like the full foreground.
And Emily, by virtue of the fact that there were only three of you in Dead, was it easy to sort of hit on a sound and keep it stripped back from day one? Did you guys sort of think you didn't want to overcrowd the sound of this band?
Yeah, we've always been that way. We still are, even though this record was definitely a giant step forward as far as polishing the sound, we didn't want to become too polished. We love the scrappy, minimal nature of less is more.
And I guess that helps with the dynamics of the band as well. If you're only playing simple things, then you can kind of go quiet, loud pretty easily, huh?
Yeah, like we all are equally needed at all times. And we all know how to step back and step forward to fill in the gaps or leave space for each other to shine. So it's very nice to have like a sort of equal energy between the three of us.
Yeah, it feels like that, especially on the records and the way that you and Jason almost take turns in a lot of songs in terms of the boy-girl vocals. It feels very egalitarian.
Yeah, we're very even. It's the only band I've been in that's like this, and I feel like it was a huge reason why we're successful as far as like staying together and making really good art, is we are able to listen to each other and we all have an equal voice. And I mean, that's hard for any human in any kind of situation, but it's been really nice. We can all express our feelings and creative ideas and explore them fully, and we all give each other space.
And Emily, you went into a proper studio, as I understand it, to make this album, which is the third one for Dead, Flower of Devotion. So did that help in terms of lifting your sonics?
Yeah, we went to the studio and spent much more time. So instead of just like, okay, we have 2 days to just crank it out, and there's like a guy who we don't know in the corner, like, or it was just like us. It was like us alone, and we were there all day into the night and like layering, and we just gave ourselves more space and time to polish, and it felt less stressful.
I like the fact that's noted on the record that you recorded it in two bursts, one in April and one in August. So did you think about what you'd done for the first half of the record before you went back?
Yeah, it is nice to give recorded songs time to breathe, because of course your opinion changes about them, and then go back and revise or re-record later.
Emily, I'm glad that you didn't change your minds about reverb, because you haven't turned that down on this album. It's still gloriously present on songs like No Time. So I guess you also have to be aware of what works for you and make sure you guys don't throw that out.
You know what's funny is when people often talk about the reverb, I don't know what they mean because I feel like reverb to me is just normal sonic. Like, that's just the bass level of what everything should sound like. So I didn't know that our record was reverb-y until everyone keeps saying it. I'm like, oh, I just think that's what everything should sound like. Maybe everything, I feel like everything should sound like that. I wish I sounded like reverbed out.
It's like you're living in a Phil Spector 60s girl group sound all the time.
Yeah, maybe I hear the world in reverb and I have like a special skill I didn't know.
And Emily, as you mentioned earlier on, the band survived longer than yours and Jason's relationship. Was that something you guys had to navigate through, like the finish of that, to then keep the band going? Was it a trying time wondering if Dead would continue?
Yeah, I didn't know Dead was going to continue. It feels very magical to me that it did continue, and I don't recommend to anyone. But I also feel like this is a once-in-a-lifetime scenario. I wouldn't maybe go through it again, but I feel lucky that in our case, we were able to, you know, love each other in one way, and now we love each other in a different way. And the band sort of kept it afloat the whole time because we had something we had to focus on. It was kind of like the vehicle in which we fell in love, the vehicle in which we fell out of love, and the vehicle in which we fostered this loving friendship that we all have today. And the three of us are just like, now we just love the band so much. We love playing music together. So I hope that never goes away because that's the best part, I think, for me.
It's very Fleetwood Mac of you, Emily, to keep the band going no matter what.
Well, I feel like they were more dramatic, whereas we were just like, I mean, heartbreak sucks, but we were never mean to each other.
But when you're a couple in a band, do you get suspicious of each other's lyrics? Are you wondering, is this how they really feel about me sometimes when they're writing songs? Or is this song a fantasy, or is there some truth in what they're singing?
Yeah, I don't think we get, like, suspicious. We allow each other to write whatever, and we never edit each other's lyrical content. And we also, I think we both feel that the content of the lyrics should be universal and everyone hopefully can relate. So even if it is about each other, which these days it's not so much anymore, you know, I hope somebody who's also in love or falling out of love can relate. And it's not really about us anymore. It's about like someone who's listening and what they need from it. But yeah, I mean, there's been times when I didn't know what Jason was saying, and then in the studio, if I had to do a harmony and he would write down what he was saying, I'd be like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that's what he was saying. But it's never like, I want to change it, or, you know, I just will be like surprised. Or I respect Jason's writing quite a bit. So
I feel like you can also lean into that as well. The song Ha Ha has that great boy-girl exchange where he says, well, I loved you with all that I had. And you're sort of like, oh, yeah, I loved you too, but that time has passed. So it's kind of fun in a way to play into that.
Well, that actually, the secret about that song is that that's actually me singing both of those parts. And I wrote the whole song. So it's actually me playing the part of myself to myself and maybe a little of Jason. And it's like a tongue-in-cheek like letter to myself of like, LOL, like, okay.
Despite some heartache lyrics, there's a lot of joy to be gained from Dead too. And it's great that the Flower of Devotion album cover has masks for both comedy and tragedy on its cover. I mean, is that what it feels like for you sometimes, being in a band or songwriting or making records?
Yeah. I mean, this band for sure. And being on tour is very comic tragic. I just like so much about tour. The only thing I like about tour is the 45 minutes on the stage, essentially, but it's all worth it.
Don't wish that all away. You might never get back on tour. So, yeah.
Oh, gosh, you're right.
Fingers crossed one day you'll get out of Chicago again.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I miss playing so much.
We might have a listen to the closing song of Flower of Devotion right now. We'll play Flying, Emily.
All right.
It was great to find you and have a chat about this record. One decade we'll hopefully see Dead in Australia when everything's right again. But this is Flying now on Static. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you. If this is all that we get, so be it, so be it. It was worth it.